Hey guys, welcome back to the weekly stand-up, and we are going to be covering in this stand-up. Actually, I don't know what we're going to be covering.
What? We're going to be covering NCT Dream and NCT 127's latest comebacks.
With your girl, Mika.
And your boy, Pal.
Yes.
Yes.
Switch at least we did that one.
Yeah.
We did that one, right?
We made it. Anyway, an update on NCT or NCity. There's so much going on, and by the time this has gone out, you know, things have probably taken off or whatever. But we are reacting to recent stuff that have happened. So NCT Dream recently made their Japan debut with their song called Best Friend Ever. It's so cute.
I think it's just Japan season for a lot of groups.
Yeah, actually, Is it Twice?
Twice, Seraphim's also doing something.
Oh, really? What's with Japan? Actually, you know what? A lot of people are traveling to Japan too.
I think things just opened up, so it's like,
okay,
get that market.
Yeah, get that bread.
get that bread.
Yeah, like it's amazing because NCT Dream hadn't made an official debut in Japan yet, but
I mean, they've only recently been as a final group,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
No more changing members.
Yeah, like late 2022, they had their concerts in some cities in Japan. But with the release of Best Friend Ever and the Japanese version of Glitch Mode, they're headed off for a Tokyo Dome tour. By the time this episode is released,
for context, we are recording this before Valentine's, so
yeah,
that should give you some perspective.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, good songs, no deadlines and no timings. So without further ado, we're going to react to Best Friend Ever.
I think this would be similar to their Candy vibe.
Yeah, it's Candy and Hello Future. The bass is so good. Cinematography is great. I love this part. There's also some like neutral elements.
Oh man, that bathtub.
Yeah.
Bathtub stuff. Cinematic.
I love this part. Go General.
Yeah, I like the camera work in General's part. Yeah.
Yes. So cute. Oh, I love this progression.
Face vibes.
Best you ever had. It's about them, best friend ever.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That backing vocal. Yeah. The lower register, but backing vocal.
Ah, the T-Rex ad-lib.
the saxophone.
Yeah. I love it. I don't know if I'm biased, but like at first it was very like, ooh, it's the vibey R&B. And then it gets to like somehow neutral, like it reminded me of Troye Sivan at some point.
Yeah, and then you have that space part also.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, and then the ending also, which was
correct.
They added a lot more jazz, like jazzy kind of instruments there also.
Yeah. It's very like kaleidoscopic. Like the
I mean,
song
it's,
itself.
It's very SM.
Yeah. The song itself is like, it has so many colors. Like when you imagine, because sometimes when I listen to a song, I imagine what color it is. This one is very like kaleidoscopy, either that or purple glitter. I don't know why, but.
I'm not that good with like assigning colors. So I am no critic of what color.
LDN Noise is one of the producers. So, probably why it's a banger. Thank you, LDN Noise, PD Nim.
Yeah, and whenever they go, when they would go up, like, they would go up a register, like, you know, like scale it up. I think it's just classic, like, SCT Dream, where they, you know, like they have a chorus and then, they bring it higher.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see some live performance of this, hopefully from their, you know, next Japan
tours.
Show. Yeah. But yeah, definitely also a testament to their friendship, because best friend ever. They keep talking about how, you know, Seven Dream, yeah, we're gonna be like best friend forever. So it's good. I love it. Yeah.
Some of the imagery there was pretty like some of the cinematography there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was very like playful, and then sometimes very like cinematic.
Yeah, it's like Hello Future.
Even the visuals are kaleidoscopy.
Yeah.
To borrow your word.
Yeah. Kaleidoscopy. That's for NCT Dream, and NCT is very busy, particularly Mark and Haechan, because 127 also just finished their tour in America, and now like they came back with their repackage following Two Betties, One Porsche. Finally, they have come back with their repackage, Ayo. So there are three new tracks. Ayo, the title track, which is actually very like interesting. At first listen, you're like, what? And then it grows on you, I guess. Let's put it that way. It grows on you. At first, like the first time I watched it, I was so confused. But, you know, it's still a vibe. And then the two B-sides are DJ and Skyscraper. And since they're promoting with DJ as well, we're going to react to a live performance of it, because vocals. And the choreo of this is so cute. And it's very like...
So totally different from Two Baddies.
Yeah, yeah. This is totally different from Two Baddies. Why am I saying Two Baddies, One Porsche? It's very different from Two Baddies. This one
it doesn't feel complete unless you say Two Baddies.
Yeah, it's very different from Two Baddies in the sense that Two Baddies and actually Ayo is also quite different. It's very like high instrumentation, like quite hard hitting. DJ is like soul R&B, 90s.
Okay. Mika gave us the found the song and the we like it's like we have a radar, we have to like dig up the soul
like,
R&B stuff for every
it's
album.
A bop, it's like early 2000s, 90s. Okay, let's go,
we back. This one goes out to my friends, man, like soul and R&B. If you're ready, I'm ready, DJ, turn it on, DJ, let's go.
Hear those vocals, guys.
Oh, that that was deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What instrument is that? So like, it's like a flute, but it's
I don't think it's a flute.
Yeah, no, but it sounds like
I don't know. It's like the, what do you call that? Kind of harmonica.
A harmonica. At first, I thought it was somebody's voice in the group. When you get, and then it turned out to be
Grammarly.
Yeah, but I feel like some of their voices blended with the instruments, so I didn't know if it was the harmony or the instrument.
Because I feel at some points, because they were singing live, like obviously the MR would be like gone, right? So
yeah,
I feel like this performance, just without the MR, you can't really tell, because your voice can also get drowned into, you know, when you're caught in performing.
But I feel like talks to them that it doesn't, like, because you might have that chance where it doesn't line up.
Yeah.
Like in the end.
Yeah.
But like, I think everything lined up, like regardless of like the volume or whatever differences. And I also appreciate the ad lib. I don't know if it's ad lib, but like the ad lib sounds that they would make.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I appreciate a good, yeah.
Wait, this brings me back to like when we were reacting to XG.
Yeah.
It was the whoo and the yo's that were popping.
Yeah.
Here it's like the
You're almost there, Mika. Almost there. You almost hit it. but then at the very last part.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's all about the vibes.
It adds to the charm. You can't just go like, you know, sing and what, but like it just gets you to vibe along with them too. So I appreciate it. Thanks, Pao, for pointing that out.
Are you going to include that if you cover this song?
There's a reason why I won't cover this song. Okay.
There's a reason why Mika doesn't do very soul R&B.
Very like chill. One day. Just
some chill stuff.
Let's see. But yeah, nice. Speaking of ad-libs, what we're going to end this episode with is Skyscraper.
The other song you were mentioning.
Hard-hitting rap. Like, this song was made for me when it came out. Wow. Like, I felt a connection to the song once the song started.
So I think we're coming full circle, because for our listeners out there, we've been recording, this is our sixth episode to record in the same day. And we started off with Mika in our monthly recap talking about rap.
Yeah.
And now we're ending with a rap song.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
So we've come also
Skyscraper.
With Skyscraper.
Yeah. It's very, very hard hitting. Hetchan also like raps in it. So I'm happy. Without further ado,
are we also gonna hear some yo.
Respectfully, I will not edit that out.
Okay. I mean, you gotta have some nice snippets, right? For YouTube.
Respectfully, we will keep it in, and we'll see how this takes off. But in the meantime, here is Skyscraper by NCT 127. See you guys next time.
Bye.